is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 26th of April, 2010. It was on this day, 1922, E.B. White was on a car trip out to Seattle, wrote to his mother from Columbus, Ohio, saying, "Spring has arrived in Ohio. This is a flat state where red pigs graze in bright green fields and where farms are neat and prosperous. Sheep come drifting up long green lawns where poplars throw interminable shadows, come drifting up and stand like statues beneath white plum blossoms. Lilacs are in full bloom, and the lavender ironwood blossoms are coloring all the roads." It was on this day in 1934, Scott Fitzgerald wrote a letter to his wife, Zelda, who was in an institution for schizophrenia. He wrote to her, "The chances that the spring that's for everyone, like in the popular songs, may belong to us too. The good things and the first years together and the good months that we had 2 years ago in Montgomery will stay with me forever. And you should feel like I do, that they can be renewed, if not in a new spring, then in a new summer. I love you, my darling, my darling." It's the birthday of the novelist Bernard Malamud, born in Brooklyn, 1914. His parents, Jewish immigrants from Russia, they had a little tiny grocery store. Bernard fell in love with movies when he was a kid, and he loved to retell the stories of the movies to his classmates. Graduated from college in the middle of the Depression, struggling just to earn enough money to eat and pay the rent, got a job as a clerk in the U.S. Census Bureau, checking drainage ditch statistics. But as soon as he was done with his work each day, he would sit at his desk and write short stories. He applied for a job out in Oregon teaching freshman composition at Oregon State College, and it was there, thousands of miles away from Brooklyn, that he started to write stories about people from his old neighborhood, which came out in his first book, The Magic Barrel, 1958. And it's the birthday of John James Audubon, born in Haiti in 1785, raised in France, came to America at the age of 18. Spent his days on a farm not far from Philadelphia, bird watching and fishing and hunting and drawing, and decided he would create a portfolio of drawings of America's birds. The book eventually came out containing 435 drawings of every known bird species in America at the time, one of the most important books in the field of ornithology. Here's a poem for today by George Bilgear, entitled "I Poem." "Someone's taken a bite from my laptop's glowing apple, the damaged fruit of our disobedience, of which we must constantly be reminded. There's the fatal crescent, the dark smile of Eve, who never dreamed of a laptop, who in fact didn't even have clothes or anything else for that matter, which was probably the nicest thing about the garden, I'm thinking, as I sit here in the cafe with my expensive computer, afraid to get up even for a minute in order to go to the bathroom because someone might steal it in this fallen world she invented with a single bite of an apple. Nobody, and I mean nobody, was going to tell her not to eat." A poem by George Bilgear, "I Poem," used here by permission of the poet on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Student and gift subscriptions are available at poetryfoundation.org. And by LendingTree.com, offering the new Loan Coach, giving personalized financial advice for every step of the lending process. Just one of the many tools at the all-new LendingTree.com. Produced by Kathy Roach and written by Betsy Allister. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.